What?
My dumbass friend, it's like not funny, posted a photo of them putting on makeup, but you can also see his reflection off the palette.
Yeah.
So it looks like a Kylie Cosmetics, like, my new product. I'm just like, you were so nasty and funny.
We're recording, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Once again.
If I just said that, no, I didn't. We're in the middle of summer. Not even the middle of summer yet.
It's Tuesday. Tuesday is the first official day of summer.
Oh, I was like, Sable, it's Saturday.
When this comes out, it will be the first day of summer.
Happy first day of summer, girlies.
Happy cancer season.
We made it. It's almost your birthday.
It's almost my
birthday. That's so exciting.
I don't like birthdays. I find them sad, but that's just me.
I don't like birthdays either until I throw a fit the day of and force all my friends to go out with me, and they're like, you said you didn't want to do this. You said
I should do that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah,
like, you said you didn't want to fucking do this all month. Yeah. I'm like, nope, now I changed my mind.
I'm like, you know how there's some of those people who are like, it's my birthday month.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
get hit by a car.
See, I'm like that, but the opposite mood. I'm just like, oh my god, it's my birthday month. Mostly just because it feels like a yearly annual report of like, what have you achieved in your last year, like, this age? And I was like, I don't know. I didn't do anything. Fuck.
That's funny that you think that, because that's my thought process, like, every day.
I'm just like, I feel like people feel like that New Year's Day or New Year's Eve. Mm. They think about that. Or maybe they think of it like, next year is going to be, like, this is going to be my year. This is going to be great. Like, no, I never think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve still gives me anxiety just because, yes, I spent so many years bartending.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. But at least we have plans. New Year's Eve gives me anxiety because I feel pressure to do something. And I'm like, why would I do something when I normally don't?
Right.
Like, why would I change my behavior for this occasion?
Well, that's the thing. That's why New Year's Eve is such a shit show, because the people that don't go out are like, mm-hmm, oh, it's my night to go out and go out as hard as I possibly, mm-hmm, can. And then the ambulance comes and, yeah, no one has a good time. So don't do that.
Dude, imagine working as like an EMT on New Year's Eve.
Please.
Oh my God. The busiest night of the year.
This is off to a weird start.
Well, this was a weird start. Anyway, happy summer.
Is your hair shorter again?
No.
Okay.
I just blow dried it.
Okay.
So it looks like...
Looks nice.
Yeah, thank you.
I just came from a haircut. That's why I look like a skinned rat.
I can imagine you sitting down and then 5 minutes later being like, okay, you're done.
I sat down and I was like, I want it higher and tighter. And he's like, I buzz you as close to your skull as I can. And I'm like, well, do it more. And here we are.
He's just going to use like a straight razor next time.
Literally. It's fine. It's fine with me.
Where do you go?
I think it's just called barbershop.
Okay. Just a barbershop.
It's on 50th. So I was going, since I moved here, essentially to this girl who didn't know my name.
Right. She thought you were Casey.
Which I loved.
So funny.
Yeah, my Casey era. But then in one of my numerous COVID panics, yeah, never mind, I'm not getting into this. I switched barbers, but I couldn't land like the right haircut, and I'm like, there's not much to do.
Yeah,
like, it's a buzz cut, but, yeah, I just couldn't get it right. And then I went to the person that Fran goes to, mm-hmm, and he turns out to be the one, so he's my guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, there you go.
I know,
another Fran original.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I don't know. Another Fran original.
Another Fran original. Yes. Yeah. Well, I have a story about you and your hair.
Oh.
So I went, I'm trying to tell it in a way that's not going to send me down a demonic rant. I went to the opening of the Otherland brick and mortar,
oh, yeah,
this week. Otherland Candle Co. has a new store in Soho. It's fucking beautiful.
It looked really cute.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
Go. Just go. Anyway, I walked in and their PR greeted me, whatever. And it was pretty busy. And Abigail, the founder, mm-hmm, was at the back. And I was like, she's talking. Let me just not bother her. So I started talking to the PR girls. Mm-hmm. And one of them was like, I see Sable everywhere around New York. And I was like, I don't think that's possible. She doesn't leave her house.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, she's on the walls at, what is it, Cutler?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Sable's portrait.
Yeah.
Very, very, very big portrait is on a chain of salons around New York. Is chain right? It sounds like a Costco.
They have have like four locations.
It's a local chain.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine. So if you are not paying attention, or if you are, you will catch her out of the corner of your eye from the sidewalk, because every portrait is that fucking big.
It's so funny.
And she was like, yeah.
Because they didn't tell me they were doing that. So and then I just walked in once and I was like, whoa.
That's, they didn't tell you?
No. That's, I mean, funny. I'm always happy to promote them, rep them. I think they're amazing.
Yeah.
I get my color done there. And like a bunch of people have cut my hair there.
Yeah.
And Mike, who's their creative director, they have like a little photo studio in the basement of their Soho location.
So smart.
It's really cool. He's a really talented, he's like one of those people who's good at everything. Mm. He is a hairdresser, he is a photographer, and he's a documentary filmmaker. So a lot of times they'll get hair models in. So he takes all their photos in the basement in the studio, and he has like that kind of like Hedy Slimane, like YSL aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah.
So
like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So whenever I've gotten my hair freshly colored, he's like, oh yeah, like just like hang out for a bit. Like, let me take some photos, which is great too, because I want my colorist to have photos to post.
Sure.
And the salon as well. And then like, I just walked in one day and I saw one of them blown up in like a huge, like 20 by 20 portrait. And I was like, oh, okay.
It's literally as big as you are. So I mean, the photos are huge.
It's so funny.
Fame.
But yeah. I was like, all right, yeah. But it's kind of cool, too, that it's like a salon does all of their creative direction to the point where their clients are like on the walls.
Agreed.
Not just like a weird stock image of like a haircut.
Yeah, a red Ken like campaign.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Sure. So I was like, oh, that's like super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
You're a notable girl.
I'm everywhere. It is funny because one time, this was like a year ago, more than a year ago at this point, I went on a Hinge date with this Danish dude. And then he was like, I knew you looked really familiar like when we matched. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then he was like, I think we see the same hairstylist.
Oh, that's funny.
And he like got his hair cut by this guy who cuts my hair in color. And be, like my portrait is up there. And so I was like, oh yeah, that's really funny. I go to Greg a bunch. He's awesome. And then the next time I saw Greg for a haircut, Greg was like, oh, that's so funny. One of my clients said he went on a date with you. And I was like, it's weird that he brought that up with you, but okay.
Yeah,
and then he goes, yeah, he seems to have a lot of Asian girlfriends. And I was like, oh.
No.
Yeah. We went on one date. It like didn't go. I was like, yeah, it's not the vibe. You're very nice, but I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't feel it happening. But I was just like, damn, I didn't even clock it that time. I'm usually like pretty good at clocking that. I was like, you gotta be careful out there, ladies. You gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful, girls.
God.
What's on your nails? I'm obsessed with that color.
I knew it's a very you color.
It's a very me color.
It's Marc Jacobs Peep. It's called
You've been wearing
Peep.
Like a lot of Marc Jacobs lately.
I like their nail colors.
I do too. R.I.P.
Do they? They don't make them anymore.
I think they're coming back.
Oh. I love the bottle because it feels like a stone, like a pebble.
It's really satisfying in the hand.
Yeah. I collected a bunch of them when I could when I worked at Allure. Yeah. I'd find them around.
That looks like Cake Pop from C&D, which is one of my favorite pinks. It just has like a tiny bit of lavender in it. It's so good.
It's similar to the limited edition Holiday Glossier nail polish I had one time.
Yes.
Which I still have the bottle. It's like hella old.
Right.
Because I think that was, 2015?
Yeah, it's like a solid mass of polish.
Yeah, probably.
Should I get a Peeps tattoo?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, the bunny though.
Yeah, obviously the bunny.
I feel like the bird just doesn't look... Do you ever like see a package of the chick peeps?
Wherever this is going.
But they're
I don't want it to go there.
It's not that gross, I promise. But like, I feel like every year I see the chick peeps, they're like, they look more like crazy looking and like mutilated and just like phoned in every year to the point where I'm just like, what are you supposed to be? But the bunnies are always bunny shaped.
Yeah.
But I guess it makes sense. They're kind of just like a little toothpaste swirl.
Yeah.
With two little dots for eyes. But I was like, yo, you got to fix that machine because these peeps look crazy.
Speaking of peeps and polish, I know I told you, but like the Sally Hansen Peeps collaboration has my favorite pink of all time. It's so good. It's still available. So like get it if you love a nice, like hot pink. It's like a perfect Malibu Barbie pink. Ugh.
Yeah, I know. Like I'm not a pink nail polish girl.
I am.
But I know you are. Someday you're just like... You just want to try a little bit of a persona on?
I get it.
And I was like, I like it. I feel so girly, like an anime. Yeah. That's like the aesthetic of like the Sailor Moon nails with the little the cartoon sparkles. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to look like that. No, I don't. That would be very overkill.
I feel like something just happened. Do you know when a contemporary like iconic artist's work suddenly shows up everywhere, and by everywhere I mean like Urban Outfitters.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Keith Haring, Basquiat, Warhol.
Yeah.
Something happens with the licensing, and like, I don't know. I feel like
Basquiat's everywhere.
I know. Yeah. I feel like that just happened with Sailor Moon. Because in the last 3 weeks,
everywhere.
It's at Uniqlo, it's at Vans, it's at Casetify.
Vans?
Yeah, the Vans Sailor Moon collab is actually pretty cool.
Okay, I would check that
out. It's dope. But I'm like, don't run my girl Sailor Moon into the ground.
Also, there's like other sailors. Sailor Venus.
Oh, yeah.
Sailor
I mean, everything I've seen has it all encompassing of all
of
the sailors.
Oh, okay.
But
the whole aesthetic.
I'm a Sailor Moon girl, obviously.
What was that makeup brand that did Sailor Moon?
Well, ColourPop did a Sailor Moon
they
collab.
Did like the shaped palettes and stuff. You sent me a photo of like a Sailor Moon shaped blush palette or something.
Sailor Moon shaped blush palette.
It was shaped like the scepter.
Oh, that might have been just like some K-beauty stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Want that.
Iconic. Sable.
Iconic, yes.
What do you smell like today?
Okay, well, I wish I could smell right now.
Well, I saw you put it on.
I know. Well, I mean, I have the smell from my memory. Liz Claiborne Bora Bora, which is my in my idealized teenage child baby mind, my ideal vacation faraway travel scent. You're smelly and you're making a face.
It's like not at all what I thought it would be.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like white florals.
But a little coconut. Yeah.
A little coconutty, it's more floral than suntan lotion. But it, to me, always read like very girly.
Mm-hmm.
But like...
Oh, much more floral than suntan.
Yes, yeah. Much more floral than suntan lotion. Very girly in a fun, flirty and thriving kind of way. Mm-hmm. It just makes me feel just like, oh, I'm back when I was a teenager and thought I was super sophisticated wearing this scent.
I love that.
And I was like so grown up and it's like, this is what real ladies wear. Even though like, no, they don't, but... I think this was actually really popular back in the day.
I think so too.
What was that? Should look up when this came out, actually.
The bottle's cool. I like that the bottle is iridescent.
Yeah, the bottles are really cool. And I do remember really liking the men's version as well.
Ooh.
It was one of those like, quote unquote, for men fragrances that like women would wear. So, yeah. Oh, it launched in 2002.
Really?
So, God, I'm in some weird like teenage Y2K resurgence. Like, what's the, not arrested development, but just like retroactive development?
You're regressing.
I am regressing. That this is my anti-aging routine, is I just like buy stuff from when I was a teenager. I found on eBay a Balenciaga motorcycle bag.
Yeah.
The famous It bag of the early 2000s.
Very Mary Kate.
Famed for Mary Kate. She still wears it to this day,
that's
which
so
I think
cool.
is really cool.
She has a mint one, right?
Yeah. And it still has the wine stain on it.
That's so fucking good.
They're like incredibly so rich, both of them.
Yeah.
But they'll still wear this like beat up designer bag.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Get it. You know the Olsen twins are rich because you never see them.
Yes.
That, you know what I mean?
They're real rich.
Yeah, for real. Sable stepped away to get a package. It's just us girls. How rich do you want to be, Sable?
I want to be so rich that I can disappear from the world.
Yeah.
The kind of rich that like nobody knows you're that rich because they're not online. Yeah. They're not on Instagram or Twitter. They're not tweeting their Elon Musk thoughts or buying Twitter. They're just quiet and unbothered.
Right.
That's it. Also, like you don't even need that much money to be like unbotheredly rich. I just need enough to be comfortable.
I don't think that has anything to do with money. I just think you need to like shut up.
That's true too, yeah.
But like we can't.
Yeah. I was thinking about that all the time.
Yeah.
It's great that obviously people have a platform to find community and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, everyone needs to shut the fuck up like sometimes.
I had a white floral moment yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. I was like, let me just try this. Because I knew what I was getting myself into.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I don't like white florals. But I was like, you know, I am surprised every now and again. Like, I contain multitudes. Let me try this. And I won't say what it is because of where the story is going.
Oh, okay.
It's a perfectly lovely fragrance. It's just not for me. I put it on and I was like, oh, this is nice. You know, it's not for me, but it's light, it's aquatic, it's cottony.
Yep.
Bitch, cut to an hour later, me with a searing migraine. And like, no. I had a very weird week. And I was like, it's Friday afternoon. Like, thank God we almost made it. Yeah. Let me just put on this perfume. It's light, airy, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, get this shit off of me. It was terrible. So I was like, I guess I'm the same bitch I always was.
Wait, which was it?
I'll tell you later. Okay. It's called Floating by Lyse.
Oh, okay. That brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that it was like by Rosie Jane, but with a little more meat to it. And it wore really nicely, unfortunately for me.
White florals give you a headache.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Like that.
Huh.
Yeah. Lovely fragrance, yeah. If that's what you... I might cut that out. If you like that kind of vibe, it's great. Definitely worth trying out. It's just not for me.
I do think that a lot of rose... geranium. When rose is mixed with geranium, it turns into this like citronella effect to my nose.
Yeah.
And that kind of gives me a headache.
Everything smells like citronella to you.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't. Specifically, if it has rose and geranium in it, I don't know why the duo just in my brain reads as citronella. It does. God, if I could smell. Oh, in my ENT saga, I had my final appointment. When you see like the big boss, who's like the actual doctor, not just an allergist, who's like, I'm going to stick a camera snake up your nose and down your throat.
Oh, God.
Which is actually not as bad. They numb you, so you don't really... It's not as bad as you think it is.
I'm guessing it is as bad as I think.
No. If you've gotten a COVID test, like, it's fine. Oh, yeah, like, fair. You know. That's worse. Honestly, if you've gotten a COVID test, that's more uncomfortable than this because they do numb you. But
you're getting COVID tests every day.
What is really cool is, like, you get to see the inside of your nose.
I don't want that.
Which, like, looks crazy. Also, because it's, like, everything's enlarged. So it's, like, your magic school busing up your own nose. So he explained that, like... He's like, oh, yeah, you have an allergy changed anatomy. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Mm-hmm. And he's like, basically, when like your allergies change your anatomy, which is exactly what he said. And the part, there's like your nose, there's like two chutes. One that goes up to your brain to the olfactory center, you know, like when they make mummies, that's the chute. And then there's the chute that obviously goes down to your throat and stuff. And the chute that goes upwards towards my olfactory center is swollen shut because of my allergies. So I was like, that's why I can breathe but not smell. Oh, but also now I'm sad because there's nothing I can do about it.
Wait, aren't we fixing it?
Well, it's just like Zyrtec and Flonase.
Oh.
But I was advised to do nasal rinses by a couple of people in my DMs. And I did a nasal rinse yesterday and it had the complete opposite effect. So I was like, great, I can't smell now.
I hate to be that person, but neti pots are that girl.
I love a neti pot. Same. Like when I have a cold and then I neti pot, like I feel like a new person afterwards. It's incredible.
I'm on so much allergy medication daily that they advise me not to drive a car.
Oh my God.
Like jokes. Wait, jokes on you.
How many are there?
I don't know. A couple.
Yeah. Wow.
I know.
They're really bad. Tree pollen is one of my main offenders. Which I recently learned that the reason there's so much pollen is because city planners planted male trees more than female trees because female trees drop fruits and they thought it would be messy. Mm. Which, like, if you ever walked under a tree that has berries, they're always smushed all over the sidewalk. So I'm like, I get what they were going for. But nobody thought about the fucking pollen.
Yeah.
I guess because no one had allergies that bad in the 1950s or whatever. But we have been cursed by botanical sexism.
Well, we'll keep an eye on your nasal passages.
Yeah.
Praying for them.
Pray for my nasal passages. Anyway, after that tangent, Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I smell like something I'm really, really enjoying and caught me by surprise quite a bit. I'm wearing Rouge by Comme des Garçons.
Wait, did you get the PR hookup?
No.
Oh. Oh, is it somebody else's?
Shut up. Oh my God. Okay. Anyway, wearing Rouge by Comme
des Garçons. How I immediately knew.
I will get the PR hookup.
Okay, because I've been looking for that PR hookup for ages.
Getting another sort of hookup at the moment. God. Yeah, I really, like, you just really blew that one for me. God damn it. I really like this. It really caught me by surprise. It's Rouge. It's inspired by Red. Don't look at me like that. And it's really lovely because it's way brighter and like juicier than I thought it would be. Because when I smelled it, when I smell it on others, it's really like floral and almost lipsticky, mm-hmm. which would make sense with Rouge.
Yeah.
And on me, it's really like bright, but also has a lot of depth to it. And what I like about it is that sort of the notes inform the name, if that makes any sense. Like they're red because the top is beetroot and pink pepper. Ooh. So like very red.
Beetroot.
Yeah. Interesting. I know. I've never like heard that in a fragrance. And then the middle has ginger and mint, and the base has incense, labdanum, and patchouli.
Cool.
It's like so nice. Mm-hmm. And it's like one of those fragrances that's like jewel toned to me and really faceted. I've really almost like never smelled anything like it because like the patchouli and the incense give it that like earthy mineral chili depth, but throughout it also is really bright and big and sort of explosive. Mm-hmm. It's like a delight to wear all day. I think it's really, really unique. I know that Comme des does really good shit, so I'm not surprised that I like this as much as I do. I am surprised that it smells so differently on me because I put it on just because like, well, here's what I'm wearing today.
Yeah.
And really not expecting to fuck with it. And I really, really enjoy it. So I am going to get that PR hookup and I am going to get a bottle of my own because this is something I would wear.
I love like everything Comme des Garçons does fragrance wise.
Yeah.
But they're kind of like, I guess because they're more fashion than beauty, even though they have a fragrance like many fashion brands do. But I feel like even their fragrance lives more in the fashion world than the beauty world.
Yeah.
Because you don't really find their, you find their fragrances in boutiques with clothes. Like you don't really find them in a beauty place.
You're right. And also their fragrances, I feel like, are so much more experimental and done for like the art of it than just like, our brand needs to have a scent. Like they have that scent that's supposed to smell like printer ink, you know? And
interesting.
Yeah, they do a lot of crazy shit that I wish like more people would put out fragrance for the fragrance of it rather than like the brand extension of it. I mean, I get it, cash your checks, but yeah, I really like it and I want to smell more.
Yeah. Comme des Garçons, hook it up.
Yeah, we will. I'll get it.
We will. Anyway. I was going to be like, speaking of fashion. Transition. As it is the beginning of summer, and as this quote-unquote vibe shift has been shifting, I don't know if I like the term vibe shift, but I think it's the best one we have for now.
Okay.
We're entering the party girl era. Also, like, anyone can be a party girl. Mm-hmm. Everyone is a party girl.
Do you identify as a party girl?
I don't.
I know.
I'm a home girl.
Yeah.
Wait, that didn't sound right.
I'm a home girl.
Wait, no, that also didn't sound right. I'm an indoor girl. I'm a boring girl.
Yeah.
There's party girls and there's boring girls, but they're all girls.
Even the boys.
Even the boys are girls. But party girl beauty specifically, party girl lifestyle, they're not the same. But party girl beauty obviously is where we like to play.
Uh-huh.
And party girl fragrance has always been around. Forever. But now it's coming back even more because people are going out and smelling like stuff.
Yeah, I think that we are bidding farewell to the skin scent era.
I think so.
Which I like. Mm-hmm. I like that like some of the more popular, and by popular I mean like what I'm smelling out on the street, are fragrances with throw and with perspective. And while I might not love all of them, I appreciate that it's not another Santal or another skin scent or another, you know, it's like people want to be smelled.
Yeah, people want to be smelled after now.
I realize the pandemic's not over, don't get me wrong, but after being cooped up for 2+ years, we are going out, the girls want to be seen, they want to be smelled, everyone looks so cute.
Yeah.
And
it does look so cute.
I know. It feels like a fresh new era in terms of beauty, in terms of fragrance. And I think the party girl scent has always been around.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. But if anything, I feel like the antithesis, the like skin scent thing is new. The party girl scent is like, has been a pillar, a pillar of fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think skin scents in general will go anywhere anytime soon, but I do think people will be reaching more for like scents that actually smell like stuff.
Because I feel like I mean, I've only been on Earth 34 years, but we didn't enter this era in terms of like contemporary fragrance of really light, unclockable scents until the late 2000s into the aughts. So with, I don't want to distill it all down to skin scents, but
right.
you know, things didn't wear so closely and have so little of a story
right,
until yeah. big picture more recently, mm-hmm. because you think of, I think of the 80s and how big fragrances right. were then. Yeah. Everything was a party girl scent, but like in the way that fragrance will always mirror fashion, that makes sense because yeah. there was the shoulder pads and the color and the shape and all that. So of course your yeah. fragrance would mirror that.
I also think people wore fragrance very differently back then.
How do you
like
mean?
This is for special occasions. Like fragrance is more for going out for an event. Whereas like now people wear fragrance at home.
Do you think?
Yeah. Like I think way more people wear fragrance so much more casually now, like almost as casually as they wear like deodorant or like put on lotion after a shower. Like fragrance is like so much more part of like a casual routine.
I think of the 80s. I mean, I was there, but I don't remember much like most of my weekends. And I think of just like big scents not everywhere, yeah. but I feel like if you were going to wear a big scent, you were mm-hmm. going to wear it every day. So it maybe became more of a personality thing, which brings yeah. us back to party girl.
I think, yeah, there were certainly people who had like a aura or bubble of scent before they walked into a room. Mm-hmm. Like Giorgio Beverly Hills was like one of the most popular, like bombastic scents of the 80s. You've seen that logo, right?
I don't know that I have.
Or this bottle.
Yeah. Okay.
And that came out. Wait. Nope. Not 2012. That's for fucking sure. In the 80s. And it became like so ubiquitous that certain restaurants like in Beverly Hills would like say you can't come in here if you're wearing it because it would like upset other people. It was so strong.
Really?
Yeah. But that was, my mother had a bottle of that. I think somebody gifted her like a small bottle of it. And I was a nosy kid. I always snooped and always touched everything.
Yeah.
And it was one of like the stopper bottles. Like a
yes.
splash.
Oh God, I hate those.
And I accidentally spilled it on her dresser. Oh, fuck. Not only did it mess with like the wood surface of it, but yeah. it just smelled so strongly for like weeks, days, weeks, maybe months. I don't know. Time goes differently in children's minds. Yeah. But like I got in such big trouble for that.
I feel like if you weren't fucking up furniture, specifically yeah. wood countertops as a yeah. kid, what were you doing?
That's true. I was that kid who like everything I touched just like broke. Even though I was like, I'm not even strong enough to break that. Like that was already bad.
Me too, except present
yeah.
day.
Yeah. But everyone's like, don't touch anything.
Right. I feel like when I think of 80s scents, which I know that like did not birth big. Well, I mean, it didn't birth the party girl idea, but I think of Calvin Klein.
Right.
Things like Obsession and shit.
Oh, that yeah.
bled into the 90s. Yeah. I think of YSL.
Obsession.
Obsession.
Yeah. Opium. I guess YSL,
that was Opium for sure.
I guess
sure.
that was the 70s, technically.
Dior, Pure Poison.
Mm, yeah.
All of those, which like really you, they will choke you out.
Deep, like earthy. Those are like, I remember when I was a kid smelling those like grown-up lady perfumes and being like, this is disgusting, like ew.
So wait, let's back out of this.
Okay,
what defines a party girl fragrance? Because I don't think it's the fragrance itself. I think it's how yes, it's worn.
I agree it's always worn too much, mm-hmm. too fast, too furious, mm-hmm. and it just smells like fun to me. And I know like I put fun in air quotes because it's like, what does that mean? Like mm-hmm. is it going out scent? I mean, like I live in a neighborhood that is a very going out neighborhood at night. And I would love walking around on like summer or warm spring and fall nights. And on the week, like Friday, Saturday evenings, there would always just be like groups of girls walking from, I don't know, club to club. There's not really that many clubs here, but I don't know what they're looking for. They're looking for it here. Mm-hmm. And just walk past them into a cloud of like Jean-Paul Gaultier mm-hmm. or what smells like Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Yeah.
And I would always associate that smell with like the party girl scent.
Yeah.
For and sure. like, in my brain, this is the Jean. It is that classic. I think it's just called Jean Paul Gaultier. Like that's just the name of it. It's the bottle that looks like the woman's body.
The bust, yeah.
Yeah. And it's
I always
just
thought
it was like,
supposed to be a dress form. But I suppose
both.
That's also
it could be both.
It's also
yeah.
the shape of a woman's body. So.
But it's just like it's floral, it's powdery, and it's spicy.
Yeah.
And like, for some reason, those are like the three that in my brain translate to like party girl scent, because mm-hmm. that's what all the hot girls wore.
Yeah, I was thinking about this week, and as I think that there are scents that we would associate mm-hmm. with this idea, of course, but I think taking one step out of it, wearing fragrance in the way that we are talking about is so much more like projecting
yes.
your idea of yourself and like totally. Really wanting people to know before you even open your mouth, like what you're about.
Yeah.
And I think that's very like,
you want to be smelled before you walk into the room.
That's very party girl behavior. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's funny because I, you know, like to go out, whatever. Mm-hmm. And while I don't think I identify as a party girl, I think people identify as me as such. And
I was going to say, I was like, you love a party.
Yeah, I do love a party. I feel like I am more reserved in every way like a party girl can be. Like, I'm a little more quiet. I'm a little more like not.
You don't like, you don't turn up.
No.
I think you like to attend parties, but you don't necessarily have to throw yourself into the thick of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every time I'm fucked up, it's by accident. but also, circling back to like the way I wear fragrance, and it's like, you know, I don't really like to have it enter the room before I do. You know what I mean? So it's like, I like to be invited, but I won't always go.
Yeah.
You know?
That is a, yeah. It's a good way to wear fragrance.
It's like, I think I'm a party girl, but I don't think I have that personality.
Mm. You know okay. I mean? Yeah. Fair. Fair. It's like, I too would like to be invited, but I probably won't go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's something, and forgive me for bringing it back to Baccarat Rouge, because I feel like it's all we fucking talk about. But in New York right now, that's all anyone's wearing. Truly all anyone is wearing.
That's, I never smell Baccarat Rouge.
Really?
Maybe it's a, I think that's a Manhattan thing.
So I spent all my time in.
Yeah.
Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. I think that's a Manhattan scent.
And Hell's Kitchen and Hudson Yards and like the West Village.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's absolutely a West Village scent.
Yeah. But it's also a Hudson Yards scent. And if you don't know, Hudson Yards is a newer-ish neighborhood in New York. It's full of skyscrapers and like opulent wealth. my office is there. That's
opulent
why I'm there.
Opulent wealth.
I don't belong.
Yes, it does.
You know, but I will notice about the wearing of Baccarat Rouge in Hudson Yards.
Yeah.
It is often worn by men as well. Oh, and I think by and large, it's not usually. I think it's sort of thought of as a woman's fragrance, which I think is wrong, of course, for many reasons. But I think like once you get to a certain tax bracket, you just see like a price tag on a perfume and you're like, that's for me. And I think it smells lovely in a guy. Like,
I also think, you know, like I'm assuming that those guys probably buy fragrance at like Saks or what are the other ones?
Bergdorf's.
Bergdorf's. So like, they have the fragrance person telling them, oh, if you like this, try this. Like, not necessarily telling them, like, these are the scents for men.
Yeah.
So they're probably just presented and they're like, oh, I like that.
Well, how it should be. There is sort of an attitude in Hudson Yards. Like, I mean, it's finance bros and tech bros, and it's just sort of that very boisterous, bold like, I made it, I'm in New York, I'm wearing a tie, and I'm like, can you get out of my way? But also they all smell like Baccarat Rouge, and
that's so funny.
Even in the like the strength floor or like the treadmill part of Equinox, it just smells like Baccarat Rouge at all times.
Are you sure Equinox isn't just like pumping Baccarat
Rouge? Yes, because we pump eucalyptus.
It's fighting the eucalyptus.
Literally. But then down in the West Village, which is a very party neighborhood.
Yes.
It all smells like that too.
Really? Okay. I think that's just a Manhattan scent.
It's a new era.
It's like somehow they just got wind that that was it. Yep. And they're like, okay.
I mean, you're the only reason I come to Brooklyn, so.
Yeah. And.
All right.
Yeah. Brooklyn still smells a lot like Santal 33. They're not letting it go. I'm just like, release the grip.
Well, I guess there's a Le Labo like in Williamsburg. So yeah,
there's also a Decent Durga. There's also a Diptyque. There's also
Sephora.
Well, the Sephora doesn't really have fragrance in Williamsburg.
The Sephora's a flop.
Yeah, it's like a mini Sephora, which I'm just like, why bother?
I'm going to Sephora right after this. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's a Sephora Studio, as they call it.
Yeah.
Flop.
Flop. Yeah. So I think like, I don't think they're. I think the party girls define a party girl fragrance themselves because of how they wear it and what they're trying to say.
Yeah. But I also think that party girls have a going out scent and a not going out scent.
Do you think?
And I think non-party girls just are more likely to have one scent that they wear all the time or just on special occasion. But like party girls are like, this is the scent that gets them.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like bar clothes.
Yeah.
Or like going out clothes.
Pretty much.
Club clothes.
And like, I might understand this better if I had cleavage, but like every girl has like their like magic bra or magic top that makes like their tits look really good. And they're like, that's my going out top or bra, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I have nothing but my wit and my face. And yep, I just got to use my face and my smell. That's it.
When you were going out,
yeah,
when you were younger, mm-hmm, in like the East Village and all that,
yeah,
was there a fragrance that you would put on?
I would go to the Sephora in Union Square.
Oh, right. Right.
A lot. I would switch because it's literally a store. So it's like you could just try on anything. I would gravitate towards Givenchy Very Irresistible.
Right.
Which, again, a spicy floral. Yep. Whatever limited edition summer, like Escada was. There's like Rock in Rio and like Flamingo something. Like all of those like hot pink bottles. Mm-hmm. And like I feel like Escada did such a good fruity, juicy party. Like it was it read to me a little bit more young, maybe because of the fruitiness and like the juiciness of it, like candy like scent. But the Escada ones are always like really fun and exciting to me. And I think like the Givenchy was just like a sexier, like in my opinion, like in my perspective, than like a grown up scent.
Which brings me to my next question. I'm trying to like not, because I know that we'll get there. I'm trying to like come at this from other ways of how to define a party girl scent. So do you think that there are specific notes that show themselves in party girl scents? Do you think there are party girl notes?
I don't think so. I think accords. I don't know about notes.
Yes, or accords.
Yeah. I guess like it's just like the overall vibe, like the overall composition of it. And I do think a lot of it is like floral. Floral and gourmand.
I think you are very right with the spicy floral of it all.
Spicy floral,
I would even rope like a flower bomb into that category.
Yeah. Because
that is by definition a spicy floral.
Absolutely.
I also think like, I mean, duh, but rose. Because rose can be pulled in so many different directions.
Yeah, rose is in like everything.
Everything. Do you know when the first one that came to mind actually and like feels random is Decadence by Marc Jacobs.
Oh, I haven't smelled that one.
You have not smelled Decadence?
No. Is that the one that looks like a purse?
An emerald purse. Yeah. I don't know that they make it anymore,
I don't think they do.
Which is odd because it was huge when it came out in like 2015. Decadence is, I guess, a rose scent, but it's really boozy. It's really dark. It's like very, very rich. And you spray it and you're like, whoa. And it's good, but like that will enter a room before you do. And it's shaped like a purse, the bottle like is the bag, and the top is the flap, and it has a chain.
It's cute.
It's really cute.
Yeah,
and it was really fucking good.
Yeah.
But that to me is like they made this for the girls.
They did.
You know,
I mean, it looks like a purse. Come on.
I know.
They had such cute bottles, Marc Jacobs.
I know.
I'm talking about them like they're dead.
I know. I was like, they're still very much. Yeah.
But I do remember the just regular Marc Jacobs fragrance, like the namesake one, that was also very, very popular. Was that a white floral? I think so.
Was that?
I think that was a white floral. The regular
Marc, I think, sort of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was just floral. I feel like that was like the grown up daisy version.
I'm thinking more of the men's, but they were similar. Right, and yeah, it was like floral and wood and citrus. It was sort of one of all those.
Right, yeah.
Did you get the new Issey Miyake scents? Mm-mm. They put out two, and they're like Ode, and one is some sort of wood, and I think the other is magnolia. And the woody one smell, it's really lovely, but it smells a lot like the original Marc Jacobs men's, like almost too much. But it's gorgeous, yeah.
Do I have an Issey Miyake? I just have the one that looks like a breast implant.
Yeah.
A drop.
God.
Everyone was like, I thought that was a breast implant. I was like, well, now I can't never think that. So thanks. I always think of scents like YSL Black Opium and like every single flanker of that.
Truly, Black Opium is
truly that. Yeah,
that,
that the Victoria's Secret.
I was gonna say Victoria's Secret too.
Like all of them.
I mean, specifically Love Spell. Let's like zero in there on that. But like also to your point, any seasonal thing that you can snatch.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever smelled Love Spell, or I think I might have, but I just it was like so long ago I forgot it.
Yeah.
But like I feel like all the Victoria's Secret scents smell like a Victoria, like
Victoria's Secret scents slap.
There's like 50 of them.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I did enjoy the teas cloud one.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, same, I liked same, the same, cloud same. One. Mm-hmm. Not for like not a me thing personally, but I did like
not
it.
Not a me thing either, but it, yeah. I did enjoy it.
I did enjoy it.
Yeah. Did you, when you were growing up, have a Victoria's Secret beauty store?
Yes.
So did we.
Yeah. It looked, it was like all white. Mm-hmm. They wanted it to look like heaven because of the angels.
Okay. Oh, cute.
And it had like, and this is like another like vague eBay thing in the back of my mind.
God, here we go.
The Victoria's Secret, the heaven, like there was like divine, angel, heaven. The scents, they looked kind of, the bottle was like hourglass shaped.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I forget what that line was called, but it was kind of like separate from the lingerie store. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was just called like Heaven by Victoria's Secret. And they had like three different flankers. But they still make them, but not in the same bottles. And I've read that the formulas are changed, so the scents are noticeably different. Mm. But I do remember those scents also being very like sexy girl scents. Party girl scents.
Yeah, that to me is giving very much to, I guess, prove both of our points. Like going out in college,
yes,
getting ready,
yep,
like slamming vodka cranberries and like whatever I could mix with it. Yep. Like, yeah, definite college. Like, I just remember them being like so red berry and mm-hmm. sweet and musky. And I'm like, well, I guess this is what a girl smells like.
They were, yeah. But some of them, the ones that I really liked had that kind of like, I don't know what. It's like, escape me what it's called. It's not like a berry, but it's just like this powdery floral that's like kind of irisy. There's like iris and violet and like something like a little bit effervescent on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like that was, to me, that was like such a party girl scent.
I love that.
Yeah. It was the same scent, very similar as Benefit's Maybe Baby.
Fuck Benefit.
I don't think they do the fragrance anymore.
They shouldn't.
Sorry, I know
they shouldn't
you hate
do
them.
Anything.
And again, I don't know if this is still out, Charlotte Tilbury's fragrance.
I think that is still around.
Okay. It does smell similar to that. So whatever they have in common, that's, to me, in my brain, the matrix of the party girl scent.
That's funny.
Yeah. The Charlotte Tilbury scent.
I also think like a Tom Ford Tuscan leather moment or even like, what's the vanilla one? Vanilla something or other. Tobacco vanilla.
Yeah, tobacco.
Especially tobacco vanilla actually is... also like by definition a party girl scent. One, because I like, you can't wear those lightly, you know, like when they're on, they're
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
So you're gonna party whether you want to or not. But those, and I guess that's
like those are like after parties.
After party parties. I mean, but of all the shit that we're talking about, that is, those are so much more like me fragrances.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I guess that's like what I,
me as well,
historically, yeah, when I think about like mm-hmm. going out, I've always smelled very, you know, deep and dark and leathery, mm-hmm. and not so much anymore, because who the fuck knows how I smell these days. But
I smell like something different every single day, so yeah, there's yeah. no signature scent to be had. But no. I think for a while, when I was really, really into this one by Rito Oil, Lacelle, so I would wear that
you love
a lot, and then people would be like, oh, that smell I associate with you, and then I was like, well, I'm bored of it now, so yeah, never mind.
That this year, oddly, has become commodity milk personal for me.
Yes.
I have.
It's such a good company.
It's such a fucking good
company. It's so
scent.
Good.
I have had more than one person be like, that's how you smell.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Odd.
I don't even know if I could ask anybody I know like what they think I smell like. Actually, you know what? My friend Dara recently was like, she mentioned something that I smell like. She's like, I don't know what you're smelling, but it smells like the way you smell a lot, but not exactly like it. And
what was it?
I was wearing Maison Crivelli Iris Manicon.
Ah.
And I was like, oh, well, I love iris, so I wear so much iris.
Yes.
She's like, ah, that's it.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mine would still definitely be cloud, though.
Yeah.
I have been going randomly, because I feel like last year we drove it into the ground. Lately, when I've been wanting to smell really sweet,
mm-hmm.
I've been reaching for another, what is now a party girl scent, Killian Love Don't Be Shy.
Yeah.
And like,
the Killian scents are very party girl.
Say what you want.
And they're
about,
meant to be.
Yeah.
He wants you. He's like, I make perfume so women can get fucked in them. Like, literally, not verbatim, but pretty much, yes. He's like, therefore to do sex. And I was like, okay, Killian.
I mean, like, say what you want about it, but that is such a good fragrance.
Yeah.
Like,
I actually love Don't Be Shy, the regular one.
Yeah.
and Rolling in Love. I think Rolling in Love doesn't get enough.
You do like Rolling in Love.
Enough love.
You do like Rolling
in Love. No pun intended.
There are so many.
Yeah. Rolling in Love is almost, it's like Love Don't Be Shy, yeah. but it's pulled back just a little, like just enough where like to me, I'm like, okay, I don't feel like I'm just a marshmallow.
That's all I want to. That's all I know. I know. It's a marshmallow.
Yeah. Like Rolling in Love is a little bit more subdued.
Sure.
But it's, yeah. It doesn't read to me as like bombastic. It just reads to me as very like desserty sweet.
This is Rolling in Love?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like Good Girl Gone Bad. Like when I think of Party Girl Sense from Killian, I think of like Good Girl Gone Bad, mm-hmm. which is like super powdery, like sweetly floral, nectary, and powdery, which was like, no, that was not the scent Rihanna wears, but he like made a lingerie set, like scented lingerie,
ew, Killian,
that was scented with Good Girl Gone Bad. And I was like, wait, but if you wash them, then there goes the scent.
Yeah.
What?
It's giving irritation.
Yeah, I was kind of just like, okay, I don't know about this. But also, I was like, I think somebody, I like went to like the press event for it, and he was like, you don't have to worry about irritation because you won't be wearing it for that long.
Ew. All right.
And I was like, this guy's such a perv. I love
That's it. That's so gross. Although I do think everyone needs a perv on their team.
I think so. But it's just so funny to me. I was like, well, he's saying it. And then, like, apparently, like, that shit, like, sold out, like, immediately. So I was like, well, he knows his audience.
Do you think that's more of just, like, the collector's item?
I think
all?
So.
Yeah.
I also think, like, the people who buy Killian are, like, so rich.
Yeah, that have so much money that doesn't matter.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, sorry to get too galaxy brain here. But, like, what do you think is the impetus of a Party Girl scent? Like...
What do you mean by impetus?
I don't think I know what that word means, actually. it came out of my mouth, and I was like, I don't know that I know if that was right.
You mean
it,
like the origin?
No, or like what is the reason that they're applying it, that we are applying it in the way that we are? And I think
it's just to be noticed. Because mm-hmm. like when you go out to party, you want to be noticed.
It's like peacocking.
It is like, it's olfactory peacocking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But do you think, and I think this... answer in general may change depending on what decade we're talking about, but
yes, I also think that.
Do you think it's for others or for yourself?
I think Party Girl scents are for others and yourself. It's like it's a both situation.
Yeah.
I also kind of think like, I think all fragrance is always going to be for yourself. Like that's like a given, but then there are others that I do think obviously it's like, nobody lives in a vacuum. We are social creatures that seek external validation. So yeah. like you want to smell good to other people as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't want anything from that. But when someone tells you like, oh, you smell good, that's so much more intimate and meaningful than like you're pretty. At least to me. I don't know. Maybe I feel like a lot of people would agree with that. But like.
It's different.
A scent is so much more intimate. Yeah.
I think the compliment is different.
The compliment's different. And scent is different. Like your perception of someone changes based on if you like their smell or not. So
that's true.
You want to have like an attractive smell yeah. when you're partying.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends who part, like they're partnered and maybe their partners aren't party people. Like they're boring girls like me. And they like to go out.
You're describing me and you.
Yeah. And they like to go out and like they like to go out dancing and clubbing, but they're not trying to like hook up. Like you're they're right, not trying to like right. court attention. It's just like, the stimulation of a party.
Yeah.
Like, and like part of that stimulation are these bombastic smelling, strong smelling fragrances, which I think also is like a cue for other people of just like, oh, this is where the party is because everyone has a smell. Mm-hmm. If you're at a place where everybody smells like a smell, that's a party.
That's, well.
it's true either way.
Yeah, I think about that a lot because I think now, you know, thank God we are more so in an era of like beauty for the sake of it for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I love that. But I, you know, 10, 20 years ago, that was certainly not the conversations that were being had. And while scent has never been more or less personal than it is now, I do think it was much more so to like attract a mate.
And yeah, that smell, was more the attitude. We have a different smell, attitude now.
Like your gender has, you know, been telling you to smell and all that. So I just think about that a lot. Like, who am I doing this for? I always think about that though.
I mean, think I do.
The answer
both.
Is I do it as for me. I do it.
Yeah.
For me,
like I wear things that I like. And I think because if other people like it too, I think it just means like, oh, we're more likely to get along because you like the same smells. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure if someone's just like, ugh, like your perfume's way too strong or something, I'd be like, oh, okay, well then, whoops.
Bye, ugly.
Yeah. Bye, ugly. Then it's like, obviously, it's like, well, that's a conflict of interest.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah. Also, it's always like a good conversation starter scent. At least in my experience.
Yeah.
Like anytime someone's been like, oh, you smell really good. And I'll be like, oh, it's this. And then we'll talk about fragrance for like a second or something.
Totally.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
New friend.
I do like that. I always like to know like what the other person's favorite fragrance is.
Totally.
Or like what they like. You know what I mean?
I always feel like if I like compliment a stranger, I always feel like I don't do that really, because I'm like, what if they think like I'm trying to make a move? Mm-hmm. If it's a girl, I don't care. Like, I will always smile at a girl on the street. I will always compliment a girl because I was like, you're one of us.
Yeah.
But like, if it's like a dude, I'm just like, I'm not gonna tell you smell good unless we're in a group setting with like mutual friends, and I was like, oh wow, you smell really good.
It doesn't feel like an opener.
Yeah it doesn't feel like an like I'm trying to do something. But if it's like a stranger, I'm like, that's clearly a come on. It's like, I'm not doing
it. Yeah, I always want to compliment girls, but it's like at the end of the day, like, I am a guy and I don't want to like make them feel any type of way. You know what I mean? I mean,
but
I say
like,
that like
half I'm like the, but you read gay
half so, the time being in full glam and like, oh, I'm in a pink Nike sweatshirt with my pink Telfar and pink shoes, like I'm probably not a threat. But like, also like, I don't
compliments from gay guys are the best. Because it's like, they're clearly not trying to make a move on you.
Yeah.
So it reads more genuine. I don't know if that's problematic
but
to say.
Still, but you know, I don't have the experience of being a woman on the subway. And I always have my fucking guard up too.
Yeah.
So.
I forget when this was. Oh, I was on the train, on the subway, like a year ago going to the beach. And there was a girl sitting in front of me. And she was very pretty. She was just, you know, minding her business on her phone. And then these two younger girls, they look like they were like teenagers. They go up to her and they're like, excuse me. And they're like really, they looked really nervous. And the girl's like, yeah, she like looks up from her phone. They're like, we just wanted to say you're like really pretty. You're like really, really, really pretty. Are you a model?
Oh.
And then the girl was like, actually, yes. Like, she was extremely good, like professionally good looking. And then they were like, oh, we knew it. It was like so, they were like catching Pokemon or something. They were like,
God.
But it was so cute. And then they were like, I guess like they got shy. I was like, okay, bye. It's so cute. But yeah, like all girls have to do is be like, you're pretty. No, you're pretty. And then suddenly we're like best friends. It's great.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. And with smell, you smell so good. Oh my God, what is that? Now we're best friends.
Right. Right.
I remember what you were telling me about your friend who sprays perfume on her head.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Chanel Chance was definitely my... I thought it was hot shit perfume when
it
I was like
I love
17. Yeah. 17 and in college, I was just like, this is it. I'm a girl.
Yeah. I need to buy a bottle of that.
That was my like fancy going out scent at that age.
That's also a little, I'm sorry, I keep bringing this up. I don't want to, it's like flower bomb adjacent.
It is.
It's spicy floral.
Very, I feel like it's more floral than spicy. Chance.
Yeah, I think I mean spicy in more of like an ambery sweet floral.
Yeah. That's but what I mean. Chance was huge in the early 2000s. You're right. Like, it was everywhere. Yeah,
it's
and
so
like,
good.
I loved it, and my mom got me a bottle, and I just like, I felt so like grown up and sophisticated wearing it.
Maybe
even
I'll
though like yeah. I was like, maybe I'll get that. I do keep meaning to get another bottle of Chanel Allure.
Yeah,
again, my regressive it's my regressive stage. It's like, you're turning 36, so it's like, I must buy all the things I had when I was 20 and just surround myself with them and do some sort of like seance.
I'm trying every time I get the urge to buy something, which is every minute of the day.
Same.
I try to remind myself that I have everything I need. Do you know what I mean? Like, I am set.
Depending on what it is, like, for like, I love furniture, I love interior because I just fucking stay home all the time.
Yeah.
But I'll see something I like, and then I'm like, Sable, where the fuck are you going to put? There's like no space to put things in your apartment anymore, any longer. Stop it. Like, there was like a really cute mushroom ottoman stool that
kind of looked like a dick, right?
Yeah, it did look like a chode. Yeah.
That would look good in my place too.
That would look amazing in your place.
Not because it looks like a dick, because it looks like a cloud.
It is. I think it was like a knockoff of something more expensive, but it was like a Target for $100, and I was like,
oh yeah.
But then I was like, I have nowhere to fucking put
this. That's where I am too. It's like my place is perfect. Like, yeah. I don't want to start crowding it.
If anything, I have too much. Like, I want to get rid of stuff. I have too much stuff.
What do you want to get rid of?
A lot of just so much beauty products, man.
Oh yeah, like, yeah. I'm there again.
One time, a friend of mine was showering at my place, and I heard him get out, and I was like, oh, because I have like three medicine cabinets. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, you can use, you know, the skincare is in the rightmost one. You can use whatever you want. And I heard him open it and just be like, where do I start? Yeah, I'm like, it's organized. Yeah. Tried to walk him through it. It did not work.
I forget that like normal people don't have this many products. Even though I'm like, actually, I feel like people are getting there.
My stuff's pretty pared down at this point.
Mine are not. But yeah, that's like the thing. Like, I'm running out of places to put all the shit that I get sent.
Yeah.
And so, I'm running out of people to pawn them off of. Right. Like, even like my friends who like are like into beauty stuff, they're like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm still working through what you gave me last time.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, damn.
I'm going to a party tonight.
Are you?
Yes, I'm so excited.
What is the party?
Do you know Amanda Mitchell?
I know of.
She's a writer for Refinery. Yeah. It's her birthday party.
Oh, nice.
The glam is going to go crazy. Ooh. I'm so excited.
Wait, I think yes. I feel like we've DM'd.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure
yeah,
you
have. Yeah. Like, I feel like we've definitely
DM'd. For sure. She's cool.
Amanda Mitchell.
The theme is Zodiac.
Oh, a themed party.
And luckily, I don't know what that means. So I'm just going to go nuts with the makeup and be like, I'm a Virgo.
It's meticulous. I'm a Virgo.
Right. See, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
My God. There's a birthday month, girl.
Yeah. Are you doing anything for your birthday?
I don't know.
It's so soon.
It's like it's already Jesus Christ, it's already past the midpoint of June.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, I'll be dust by then. Christ. Please. I don't know. Should I do something?
Yeah. Throw a rager.
Where?
I don't know.
Not here. we'll see. Maybe like a big dinner something.
This is an off-air conversation.
Okay.
We'll do something.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm always out of town for your birthday, which is weird because I don't go anywhere.
It is July 4th weekend, so most people are in town.
Yeah.
Which also makes it hard to like do things. It always depends on what day July 4th lands on.
Mm.
Because, like, if it's on a weekend, then it's just, like, everything's booked.
Right.
Yeah.
Lame.
Anyway, we'll see. But maybe we'll throw a party so we can wear all of our party girl sets.
Come to Sable's birthday.
Leave by 9.
Leave by 9. Yeah. That's fine. I'll throw an after party so all the girls want to keep going.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what other girl sets. Maybe it's just a state of mind, truly.
It is.
I think it is.
Yeah, and I mean, as much as we can pin things down to like this are the party girl scents, you're right. It's all about the person and what they're wearing and how they're wearing it.
Yeah.
Be it fragrance, makeup, clothing.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a very Mugler Angel vibe where it's just like shit on shit.
Yep.
It's just like the everythingness of it.
Yeah, and it's never just the fragrance either. It's the hairspray.
Oh yeah. Totally. Yeah. The smell of the hair. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. The hairspray.
It's the cloud of party.
Also, it's like when you get together with your group and then everyone's fragrances intermingle. Right. It's just like a cloud.
It's a cloud.
I miss the girl clouds. I always feel so like safe and like it just reminds me like of being amongst women.
Right.
Which is kind of funny because I remember when I was, I definitely was just like way more insecure when I was younger, and I would never feel fully comfortable like in those crowds. Mm-hmm. And then now when I go out with a bunch of girls, party girls, they're always just like making sure everyone's cool, making sure everyone's having fun, making sure nobody overpays if we all go out to dinner or something.
Right.
And also like making sure everybody gets home safe. Yep. And I'm just like, wow, there's like way more care. Mm-hmm. And like maybe that just speaks to like the state of our world now and things we need, but also it feels like so much, it just feels so nice to be in a group of women who are looking out for one another.
Yeah.
and who like genuinely care about each other having a good time.
Right.
In my youth, when there's always like one person who is like, this is about me, and makes everything about them. Or like there's one person who always gets in a fight at the place, and you always have to like take care of someone who gets like a little bit too drunk. It was really fun.
You don't have to take care when you're always that person.
Well, it was really fun when I was younger, but like I think about it now and I'm like, God, that sounds fucking exhausting. Like having to manage like so many egos and like so many people's like agendas for the evening. Also because when we were younger, we're all just like, we're gonna meet boys, we're gonna kiss some boys, and now we're just like, we have lives, we just want to go out and enjoy ourselves with our friends.
Right.
So yeah, the vibe is different. But
yeah, as much as I joke about like being a party girl, you're right, the vibe is completely different.
It is,
I almost went to this gigantic thing in Brooklyn last night, which is like not my vibe at all.
Yeah,
but Tinashe was performing, who's like my girl. Mm-hmm. And I was like, the whole week I was like, I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna do it. And like, I had gotten a couple beers last night with a friend of mine, and at like, we like broke ways at 10:30, and I was like, she doesn't go until midnight. I could buy the ticket right now. I could go. I could go all the fucking way there.
Yeah.
And I was just like, bitch, I'm tired. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't do it. Like, and I saw on Instagram stories this morning, like the show.
Yeah.
That venue with all those people. I was like, what the fuck was I gonna do there? Cry?
Yeah.
No.
That was like when Allie and I went to Coachella, that one and only time. It was the year Beyonce was performing.
Yes.
And it was like such a big deal, her performance. Yep. But she was obviously the headliner, so she was going on last. I don't think she went on until past midnight.
Yep.
Allie and I didn't make it, and like we left before the sunset. Like, we didn't make it.
That's so funny.
And it's so funny because I think we left at the perfect time, because like Coachella's in the middle of fucking nowhere. Mm-hmm. You need to drive there and park far the fuck away and walk a mile. Or you like take these shuttle buses. So we took one of the first shuttle buses, like going, leaving the festival. But if you wanted to leave when everyone was leaving,
absolutely not.
You had to wait probably for another hour, hour and a half, 2 hours to catch a bus back. So I was like, damn, we really did leave at the best time. Yeah. And like, we didn't even regret missing Beyonce.
No.
You watched the whole show through people's Instagram stories, basically. I was like, that's really cool, but I'm not trying to be in a crowd that big.
No.
At night while everyone's fucked up.
And that was pre-pandemic.
Yeah. Sure. And then have to wait another 2 hours with fucked up people to try and get back to our hotel. Absolutely not. Yeah.
The heat, the drugs,
yeah,
the drinking, the it's not like, drinking of any water.
Yeah. It's kind of punishing just like standing in no shade all day.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you people do this?
Right.
Like, what? I think everyone's just like, we paid $500 to be here. We have to do it.
Right. God.
Yeah. I was like, not me.
No.
But yeah.
But I think you're right. Being a party girl is a state of mind.
It is a state of mind.
That we celebrate.
Mm-hmm. We celebrate. We encourage. Party safely.
Party safely.
Look out for your other party girls,
yes,
too.
Yes, please.
And not even necessarily like in your group.
Last time I accidentally got a little too drunk. We ended the night at a bar right by my... Never mind. Anyways, yes, look out for your friends. And
party safely. Carry Narcan.
Carry Narcan, carry Mace.
Yeah, carry Mace. Don't confuse them.
Yeah. Right.
God. Find us at our website, smellylater.live. And on Instagram, it's smellylater.mp3. Leave us a nice little review and 5 stars. Mm-hmm. You can find me at Sabletooth Tigra.
You can find me at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.